This call is being recorded.
Okay, everybody begin to get in touch with your breathing and relaxing with your breath. Breathing in, holding it for just a little bit, and exhaling out. Breathe in, exhale out, breathe in, exhale out. Breathe in the golden white light and exhale out any kind of negativity of any kind. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. And as you're breathing in the golden white light, see that light moving throughout your body, filling your body with light. Light going everywhere in your body. What's that deep sound? Okay, I'll wait just a moment. Just unplug it. Just unplug it.
I kind of unplugged it,
so it's not plugged, but running on battery. I don't know what to do.
No, well, this is what there is.
Got to be an off-on button somewhere. Scott is magical. Magic for us. Okay, sorry about that, everybody. We'll get back to it here. Just, at least we didn't get too far here. So just, you know, continue to back to breathing in, exhaling out. Have the light move throughout your body, filling your body with light. That light is completely filling your body now, light everywhere. Now, just as we did last night, and like I said, I'll go through this a little quicker this time. Put all of your attention at the bottoms of your feet. All the attention at the bottoms of your feet and extend yourself out, grow out through the bottoms of your feet 6 inches. Make yourself grow 6 inches right down through the floor. Now bring that back into normal size. Of course, it's just a visualization process, a thinking and a visualization process. Once you have it back to normal size, extend them out again, right through the bottoms of your feet, this time 12 inches. Now bring it back into normal size. Now put your attention at the top of your head. And extend out through the top of your head now. Grow right through the top of your head, 6 inches. And bring it back into normal size. Now extend out again through the top of your head, this time 12 inches. Grow 12 inches taller. Now bring it back into normal size again. Now extend all the way around your body. Go out about 6 inches, all the way around your body. If you were blowing up like a balloon, 6 inches out. Time, get a good feel for it. And once again, there is no right or wrong here. This is whatever it is. Now bring it back into normal size. But you'll notice the more you do this, the easier it gets every time. So it gets quicker and quicker. Now extend out through again, all the way around your body. This time a full 12 inches. Good. Last night I asked people to say what they were feeling, but I already know. So some said they feel lighter, some said they were like opaque, and other different kinds of things. So it is, again, it is what it is for you. So do not bring it back in. Stay out there. This is your astral body. Now, in this astral body, you can feel kind of a separation now from your physical body. And as you're doing that, I want you to go stand quickly at the front of this building that we're in here. Again, those of you on the phone can do it as well. Just be here and look at the front door of this building. I'm not going to ask you necessarily to describe it this time. We did that last night. One person was like perfectly right on what they saw. Right on being what's really here. Okay, now that you're standing there, I want you to jump up quickly onto the roof of this building. Just jump up, float up, whatever you want to do. Be up on the roof of this building. Once you're up on the roof of the building, just begin to get that sense of movement again, just like we did last night. Float up, fly around a little bit, do some somersaults, dance, whatever you want to do. Get a sense of movement away from your physical body, because as you're doing it, you can look down and see your physical body down there. Again, if you have trouble with visualization, that's okay. Just think it. Think it, and it is so. Now you would allow yourself to begin to move upward from the roof of this building that you all find yourselves here. And those of you that are here from other places, you can go back to where you were. You do not have to stay here this time because it is not a group experience that you are necessarily doing here. It is more of an individualized experience. So you can stay here or you can go back, whatever works for you. But now we want you to move up a point 500 feet above the roof of this building or your building, wherever you are, and find yourself at that 500 foot level. Your higher self knows where it is. James used the example last night about GPS. Your higher self is better GPS system than what you have in your vehicles or your phones. Don't believe it? Try it out sometime when you're driving. Just ask higher self to guide you and watch how it happens if you believe it. Now you're at 500 foot level. Now, last night we took you across the timeline. This time we are not going across, we are going up. We're going up in dimensions here. So you are going to now move up in your astral body through the astral plane here. And there are 7 levels of the astral plane. So begin in the lower level, as lower levels, we would say, as you are, and move up through the into the higher levels of the astral. Keep moving up, keep moving up, until you get to the 7th level of the astral plane. Very good. We see many of you arriving there. But if you notice, you cannot move through the ceiling, you might say, although it is not a ceiling because it is not up and down, left or right, or anything of this nature. But it would seem to you, as you would be visualizing this, it would seem to you to be up. So we will stay with the up idea. So as you are looking up, there is somewhat of a barrier there. And the barrier does not let your astral body move through it. Does anyone notice that? You cannot go through it in your astral body. So you need to change from your astral body. Anyone know what's next? No, not causal, not yet. Etheric, yes, we're hearing it, etheric. So you're going to move into your etheric body. Incidentally, before you do this, James did not do this last night, but we want to do this with you here briefly here. So in your astral body, stay there in your astral, and make your astral body whatever you want it to be. James gave the example last night of he changed his astral body into Greek God. You can do the same thing if you want. God, goddess, whatever you want, or anything you want, or keep yourself just as you are. Whatever you want for your body to look like, make it so in the astral form. You want longer hair? Make longer hair. You want big muscles? Make big muscles. Whatever it is. Very good. Now, once you have done this, this will be your astral body from now on. This will be the way you will identify with it. When you are going in astral body, in astral travel, this is the body you will use. You see, you can identify with it better now because it has form, but it has identity to you. Now, from the astral body now, you are going to move into the etheric. But in order to move into the etheric, you have to move into your etheric body. And anyone know what the etheric body would look like? What?
A would look a lot like this, but it would be a my body.
Yes. There you go. Very good. Very good. Is it a form of a light body? It is not the light body when you think of, but it is a form of a light body. Now move into that light body. You're the theoretic body. Now just as you move into your etheric body, you do not so much need to be concerned with identifying with this as much, but you can if you want. You can change it, you can give it some features if you wish. But there are seven layers here as well, seven levels. And you're going to do the same thing and move up through the seven levels. But we want you to pay attention to something as you are moving up. As you are moving through into the higher levels of the etheric, what do you notice? If you look out from where you are, what do you notice? And you can look out very, very far from just standing or floating wherever you are. And what do you notice?
Colors are very sharp.
Sharp, clear colors, yes. Keep going. More?
Nebula-like formations.
Nebula-like formations. That's not one we've heard before, but that is okay. Anyone else? What would you not expect to find? Yes, yes, buildings, cities. Often look more like Greek or Atlantean cities.
Temples.
Temples, yes, many temples. And many people. There are people out there, people. This is not the only dimension here. There are worlds upon worlds upon worlds. You see? We wanted you to see this so that you know that it is so much more expansive than your history books and your science books and those books that you grew up with as children taught you. It was all false. Most of it. Okay? Now move up, and by the way, when you visited some time ago the fountain of, not the fountain of youth, but the fountain of life, that was in the etheric cities. Those of you that remember that. And of course, when you speak of city of life, or city of the cities of light, they are etheric cities. Now move up to the top of the etheric planes, to the seventh level. And again, you reach barrier, do you not? And this is even stronger barrier. You cannot even attempt to go through this in your etheric body. And now, Cynthia, what body are you going to move into? Your causal body, yes. Your causal body, cause and effect. This is where this happens. When we speak in other times, many times as we find it, where we tell you that everything that happens in your three-dimensional existence first happens at the higher levels, this is where it happens, at the causal plane first. Rather, we change that. First, it happens at the mental plane, and then filters to the causal, and then down from there. Cause and effect. Okay? Now you move into the causal plane, but you have to have your causal body. So call your causal body. You all have one. You all have it. It is already there. It has been waiting for you to take it up again sometime. And as it comes to you, step into it. And we would ask a few of you to speak about what does this causal body look like?
Looks like a rainbow.
Like a rainbow?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
The golden orb.
Golden orb. Yes, we hear that one many times. Yes, anyone else?
Crystal cage.
Crystal cage. Very good. Now you are going to, in this causal body, you're going to move up again. And guess how many levels?
Seven.
Yes. Funny how that works. Seven levels again. Up your causal body. Go up, 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 up. And again, there are people and cities and all of that here as well. But this is higher dimension. You can look at this causal plane more as fifth dimension here, if you want to do that. Yes. Many beautiful colors. And sound. Yes, we were just going to say that. Sounds. Yes. This is where the music of the spheres comes from, in case you were wondering. Now, again, keep going up, up, up to the seventh level of the causal plane. And anyone know what the next one is?
Mental.
The mental plane, yes. The mental plane. This is where all thinking happens. Thinking at higher levels of your being. This is the mental plane. Thoughts originate, move into the causal plane where the beginning of the creation happens. And then it moves down through the etheric and the astral and finally into your physical realm. Three dimension. Understand? Now move into your mental body. What is different about this, though? The mental body. Anyone?
Vibration.
Very little in the way of form.
No body.
Yes. No body.
It's golden vibration.
Yes, can be. Can be whatever you want it to be. This is your creation. You are the creator, are you not? Yes. Now, once again, move up the seven levels of this plane. You can think of this plane as pure consciousness. Thought and consciousness. We have not gotten to your higher self yet. And incidentally, as you are moving up, we don't know if anyone noticed this or sensed it, but there are many of your multidimensional forms along the way here. Some on parallel type worlds to yours, but some also are at higher dimensional levels than you are at this point. See? Now up to the top of the seventh layer, the level. Now you're going to move through this, and you are going to move in a create a body again for yourself, so that you have some identity here, because of what will be coming next. You need some type of body to identify with. Everybody have that? Pretty good. Now, stretching out in front of you, and if you do not see it, that is all right. We will create it for you so you see. But there is a bridge, the Rainbow Bridge. Stretching out, and if you look across it, it goes on and on and on and on. see? And if you look all the way to the end, there's that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. No, not literally. Not a pot of gold. But better than that. And this is where that entire concept came from. The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow bridge. But the pot of gold is not that. It is the connection to your higher self. Now, we have taken you across this bridge before. Some of you have gone across this before. Some have not. But as we go across this bridge, we want you to be aware as you are crossing it. And is there any awareness as you are going across? What are you aware of? Whether it's sound, frequency, color, anything at all as you are moving across it. And you are all moving across individually, by the way. This is, each one has your own individual bridge here. Strong energy at the other side, almost magnetizing you, calling you. Do anyone else feel that? Mm-hmm. You feel that pulling?
I can actually feel the pulling within my intercostal area.
Yes. Pulling at your heart and your heart chakra. Allow yourselves to be pulled all the way across. And if someone is not feeling that pull, that is okay. Just simply walk across or float or whatever you want. This is your creation. And we want to keep emphasizing that. Your workshops and all of this were about creation, were they not? This is creation. You are creating your own reality. Always. You are creating right now. So continue to go across until you reach the other side. And what do you find when you reach the other side again?
Barrier.
A barrier. Yes. There's always a barrier. Yes, very good. A wall of white light. Bright white light. Nothing but bright white light. So on the one side, you have the beautiful rainbow colors, and then a wall of white light, and no way to penetrate through it. This is what James discovered in a dream and shared with some of you. The ring passed not. Cannot pass through this until you are ready. But guess what? We are saying you are ready here. You are able to pass through this because we are helping to guide you through this. And incidentally, if you have not already noticed, your guides are strongly with you. And there are many who are with you here. Now, begin to penetrate through this white light. Just begin to push through it. Notice a few of you already did. You already said, we're not waiting for the one who serves, we're just going to go plowing through. But you may have noticed it was somewhat difficult to push your way through it without being given the permission to move through. Very similar to those of you who made expedition and needed to gain permission from the guardians there. to enter the area. Very similar in this respect. So now begin to push through it, and you will notice it is more white light. Anyone notice that? The white light just seems to continue on forever. Yes, you notice this? But notice also what has happened to you, to your body as you pass through. What has happened to the body that you had on the Rainbow Bridge?
Seems to be refined.
Yes.
Lighter light.
Yes, much so.
Very light.
Very light. Anyone else?
Like a cloud.
Like a cloud?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Almost like you are moving from more of a sense of matter to more of an essence. Okay, very good. Again, it is whatever it is you create here. But continue to move into this and see what happens as you continue to move in. Further and further, penetrating into this brilliant white light that continues on forever. Yes. You, your identity, who you are as a being, begin to fade. The further on you go, the more you fade.
Oh, I am
the light. Very good. I am the white light. I am the light. Repeat this after me now. I am the light.
I am the light.
I am the light. I am the light. And notice as you are saying that, you are becoming even more and more of the light. You notice that? And as you are becoming more and more of the light, you are becoming more and more of nothing. But at the same time, everything. So you are nothing and everything all at once. Welcome to your higher self. Now repeat after me here again. I am master.
I am master.
I am not slave.
I am not creator. I am not created.
I am essence. I am not matter. I am that I am. Keep saying that to yourself now. Go to yourself. Keep saying that to yourself. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am the light. I am oneness. I am all that is and all that is not. Seeming paradox here. I am everything and I am nothing. Am that I am. Feel the intense power within you now. The power, the love, the oneness, the connection. Here is where, if you have not already received it, ask for the name of your higher self and connect with that name. But do not tell it to anyone else, not yet. just for a moment. Feel the energy, feel the calmness, the peacefulness, the love, the oneness, the love that your higher self has for you. You are your higher self. You are one with your higher self. You are one with the universe. I am the universe. I am all that is and all that is not. I am oneness. I am forever. I am eternal. I am that I am. I am pure consciousness, emotion. Continue to feel the absorption here for just a few more seconds. And feel the love, the connection, all that you are. You are everything and nothing. Our essence. You are the creator. You are the master of your being. Now allow yourselves to begin to come back in that white light, moving back through the white light, and notice as you move back through the white light, you begin to take a little bit more and more form. But also notice as you are moving through this white light, you are still, even though you are gaining more form, you are still your higher self. You are still fully integrated and connected. You are still the I am that I am consciousness. Now come to that barrier. Come to the rainbow bridge. Come through the barrier. Come through the rainbow bridge. Come back across it. Still knowing as you are moving back. You are your higher self. There is no disconnect, and there has never been a disconnection. You have always been all that you could be and all that you are. You need to come back now into the mental plane, back down through the levels of the mental. Changing your body as you come back. Back into the causal plane. You're going to stop a moment in the causal plane. Having your causal body. We want you to come down to the bottom level of the causal plane. Not go into the etheric plane yet. Here in the causal plane, create a hole from the causal plane down through the etheric plane, down through the astral plane, all the way down to your physical body. A hole that connects all the way down, as if you drilled the hole all the way. And that hole now is open all the way down, such as it would be like a tunnel. And in the causal plane now, you are going to manifest. You are going to think of whatever it is you want now, what is near and dear to your heart, if you want. Or you can simply think of anything to test this. You can think of something that you want to manifest. And then, once you have that, create the picture of it. Visualize the picture, think the picture, whatever it is, and then drop that picture, that visualization down the hole. Let it and watch it go all the way down through all the bodies, your etheric levels, your astral levels, all the way to the physical, to the third dimension. Once it reaches the third dimension, see it manifest there, whatever it is. Whether it is a grandiose manifestation, or whether it is just something simple, whatever it would be. If you want to send more than one, send more than one. Again, remember, this is your creation. You're the creator. Never forget that again. You are the creator. Once you have done that, let yourselves now begin to come back down from the causal into the etheric, move into your etheric body, through all the levels of the etheric, down to the astral, move again into your astral body, take that perfect astral body, that one that you can identify with, and incidentally, when you create this astral body, if it is something you really want, that astral body will begin to appear in your physical form as well. Is something many do not know. We are giving you this, even to the point it can even begin to be a fountain of youth, in a sense. So we hope you, those of you that may be a little bit on the older side, you hope you created a younger body. Now, allow yourselves to come back into your physical body, back in, merging back in. But as you merge back into your physical form, you are the creator. You are essence. You are the master. You are the I am that I am. You are your higher self. Your higher self is you. Yeshua said, I and my Father are one. That was complete integration for him with his higher self, with the Sananda portion of himself. He integrated fully and then was able to do those, what are called the miracles. Allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed, but remaining as higher self within you. You are the higher God self. Do any of you feel the power within you now? The energy, the power, the strength. Certainly the love and the oneness. Do you still feel the connection?
I feel it.
Yes.
Like lining my
Yes. I and my Father are one. I am that I am. You see, now the I am that I am that many of you say often, now you can begin to understand the connection here. What that actually means. See, before, for many of you, it was just a rote saying. Where you would say it over and over, but not really understanding it. Now we hope you begin more to understand it. And more than understand it, be it. We would take questions now, not about anything else, but only about this process. We will save the regular types of questions for tomorrow, during your regular Sunday meeting. But are there any questions about this process? Anything that you felt? You can share what you experienced. Those of you on the phone now, you can unmute your phones if you wish to share. Wait, please. Make sure they're on the phone.
Hello. Yes, one who serves.
There they are. There we are. Those wonderful voices. Yes.
Yes, dear brother. I feel like in many of these things, I feel like some kind of an energetic lightning rod. I mean, my body is just pulsing and writhing and doing all kinds of things. It's like there's energy just coursing through it, and I don't know. I sense it's a good thing. It's not like I can do anything about it, but it's just like literally vibrating all over the place. Can you say anything about that?
Yes, your Kundalini energy has been activated. Has at other times as well been activated, but it has really been activated now. It has not risen yet, but you will find, many of you may find in your dream state or in your waking or even meditative state that the Kundalini energy will rise of its own at certain points. Simply, if you have a feeling about love, about a love connection in some way, you may feel the rising of the Kundalini energy. Also, this exercise that you have done, this experience, we're not going to call it an exercise, but this experience that you have just done has reawakened the deeper inner core of yourself, we will say. And that is the central nervous system within your body. And your central nervous system has been also activated in ways that you have not experienced yet. Some of you may experience a few what you might call discomfortures as a result of this, but it will only be temporary. There may be a little bit of back pain that may come, but it will be only temporary. You may notice a sensation in the spine. You may notice a bit of a headache come on. Some may notice some stomach cramps or something of this nature. But again, very temporary. Nothing to be concerned about. Because your body, in this respect, your body now has been altered. Your physical body we speak of. There has been an alteration here. And you will find some other things as well, but we are not going to spoil the surprise for that. Other than to say, what has been called psychic abilities, gifts of spirit, will become more prominent in many of you now. Not all at once, but little by little you will notice things. You will notice more telepathic ability begin. You will notice other things that will come about that will show you that you have advanced here in many respects. Your pineal gland, through this process that you have just done, as well as many of the other processes that you have been working on, your pineal gland has also been greatly affected here. Your ability to visualize will become much more easy for you. Even to those of you that have difficulty getting the pictures. Because if you continue to allow for this, the thinking process will create the pictures for you more and more now. So be patient, it is coming. Cynthia is a perfect example of that, is she not? She has struggled with this picture thing, this visualization thing. Oh, I only see dark when I close my eyes. Well, of course you only see dark. What else would you see? Unless you open your third eye, which you were not doing before. You were attempting to see in the mind's eye without the mind's eye. You see, you were thinking you were going to see it as your physical eyes do, and it's not quite that way. But you are understanding now, no? Very good. Wonderful. Then our job is done. We have completed this with Cynthia. We can move on now. Yay! Of course, we joke here. We're not going anywhere yet. We have much work to do yet with this group. And you have much work yet to do with the groups that are coming on here. Many, not so much group, but many are going to come into this group. You're going to find that as you move along here. Because there is going to be those announcements that have been said, and it is going to be shocking to a great many. And they are then going to be searching for truth. Because they are going to realize that everything that they have been hearing over the many years of this lifetime especially have been nothing but programming that has been false. And they are going to realize that they are now wanting to search for the truth. They are going to open up just as you opened up. Just as you said some time ago, enough is enough. I want the truth. And that little voice inside your head says, but you can't handle the truth. But yet, you persevered, you moved on. And you can handle the truth, and you have already proven that. Otherwise, you would not be here doing this. You would be just like many of the sleeping masses out there, going about your daily activities, without a care in the world. Or, even more so, with many cares in the world. Feeling the world is upon their shoulders. They take the whole world on. But you know better now. You are the creator. Are you not?
Yes.
Say that to yourself again and again during the days. I am the creator. I am that I am. And as you say the I am that I am, feel it. Don't just say it. Be it. Believe it and see it. Are there any others that would like to share here?
Yes, Catherine would. Catherine was here on the phone.
We have a question here first in room, and then we take that one on the phone.
Yes.
You must speak up very loudly. Come forward, please, if you can. And speak into this crazy contraption here.
As we ask to reveal our names, my first name was revealed. And then a second name came. And then a third name came. And when I was contemplating the three names, I said, oh, this is interesting. It's three different names or personalities or something like that. And then as I was experiencing the wonderful feeling of being in that floating place of completion, a great unity, and I embraced all the names and we became one.
Yes. Very good.
Could you explain me?
You just did. You just explained it perfectly. The three became one.
So what is
Trinity?
Yes.
The Trinity.
Yes.
The three
the word that
are one. Yes.
So I am a Trinity. The three persons were are all me.
Yes, they are you, and you are they.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, now when on the phone had something to say?
Yes, it's Catherine.
Yes.
Can you, when I got to the bridge, I could see the bridge, but when I got to the other side, I was greeted by a very large white angel. There was no wall. And so the angel essentially embraced me. And then I attempted to listen to what was being offered as guidance, and the angel kind of disappeared. So I went through the levels, and like Nisha, I believe, who just spoke, I was kind of looking for a name, but I got a couple of them. So I came back, and when it came to creating a pillar of light, it's just like, okay, I've got so much I want to put down there, I don't know what. So now the sensations in my body is heat. I feel a lot of heat and tingling, and my feet are cold. So that's all I have.
Yes, and your question is?
I'm just sharing.
Oh, you're just sharing. Very good. So no question here.
Yeah.
Very
I
good.
Want to
yes.
share. Want to share also. Want to share
yeah,
also?
Please do. Yeah.
This is Irena. When I was going through the bridge, I became that light, dressed in white, and had blonde, long hair with big blue eyes, and I had like a flower thing on my head, like you know, like a rounded riff on my head was flowers, and I was bare feet. And I was jumping and going and had very light and like a little girl, looked like a little girl and was kind of curious and going to the wall where I was light. And then I went to see my higher self. Then I saw from far away like galactic family, but they just waved and they showed me that I need to go to the light because I was wanted to jump and run to them. I went to the light and then I met my higher self and their name came through, but I will keep for right now for myself. I will maybe share in future. And that my higher self, I start feeling the love, the unity, the harmony, and then when you called to go back, I didn't want to go back because I felt good and peaceful. I didn't want to go back to 3D here, and I felt when you said that higher self came with me, then I felt oh. That's good. I don't need to worry about being separated anymore. So I felt happy. But you know what I felt? I felt cold. I needed to cover myself up after when I came back. It felt cold.
We are going to We're going to tell you something here, though, before you continue on. Your higher self did not come back with you.
I know. It was
you said your higher self came back with you. And we want to make that differentiation. Your higher self did not come back with you. You came back with you.
Oh, right, right, right. Okay, I understand the difference.
You are your higher self.
Right, yes.
So you are there where you were, and you are also here. And your higher self is there and also here. Because you are one and the same.
Right, very, very good. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
And
I agree.
Both of you said here that there was heat and then there was cold. That is indicative of the Kundalini energy, the fire of the Kundalini energy arising. You are awakening the serpent within you, the fire within you. See?
Okay. So last time I felt a lot of heat after the meditation last time, a lot of heat. I was hot all whole night. So okay, that is Kundalini. I didn't know that it means Kundalini. Now I understand. Okay, thank you very much.
Yes. Anyone else here wish to share or question?
Want to share the question?
Yes.
Yes, this is Tom, and I took part in the whole experience, but to me it just seemed like it was a very nice story. I think I'm pretty good at visualizing things, but it didn't really seem real at all, and I'm just trying to process it. I didn't feel any different feelings until you suggested things at the different levels. I really didn't see anything until you, like I said, until you suggested. And just wondering what I should do different or if I'm not participating correctly.
There is no correctly here, but as we find it, dear Thomas, you are very much blocked in your feelings, in letting go. You have very much difficulty, not only in this experience, but in your life, letting go. And until you have come to the understanding that you need to let go of many things in your life, many things that tend to hold you back, once you are able to do that, you can begin to open up your heart center and begin to feel. Not saying that you are not feeling of others, but you are not feeling within yourself. There is a part of you that does not love yourself, see, and will not allow for the expression of love or the feelings to come forward and to be able to experience this fully as you could have. There is the saying that we always say, believe it, and you will see it. You do not yet believe it because you are waiting to be shown it. See, you are still in the aspect of seeing is believing. And it is the exact opposite of that, especially where you are all going in terms of the ascension process. You must come to the understanding that you are the creator. And if you continue to say, I need to see it to believe it, you are the created, not the creator. You see? Does this make sense to you?
Truthfully, no.
No, it does not make sense?
No, sir.
Very good. Then we cannot give too much more unless you are ready to understand the deeper levels here that we are speaking of. To understand that.
I'll continue to listen and participate, but I'm not sure what else I can do.
Yes.
have a question.
Yes, Cynthia, you have a question?
Yes. When I was experiencing going through that wall at the bridge, it felt like I, you know, kind of disappeared and all that right away. But I got a sense or a feeling like, yes, that's the oneness, but I have this feeling where everyone's higher self energy just runs in there, all the other higher selves. So, and then, but yet we all have these personalized names of our higher selves. Is it because there are just differences in their signature or the certain vibration?
Hallelujah! 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 The individualization and the oneness at once, the connection of all things at once, all the higher selves connected.
Yes.
When we speak of oneness, we speak exactly of that oneness. Yes. Everything is one. Whether it is the higher self, whether it is all of you here in the collective consciousness here on this planet, whether it is the collective consciousness on all of the planets, whether it is all of the galaxies together connecting. You see, all comes from the one to begin with, the great prime creator. You are one, you are still one. So if that you have come to that understanding that not only are you your individualized higher self, but you are the oneness of all the higher selves together as well. And at the same time, the oneness of all of the higher selves are one with all of you, all of the can't say created selves, but in a sense you are created selves. But you are created selves and the creator selves at once. You see?
Yeah. Can I share?
Yes, please. Are you sharing as Joanna or Shoshana here?
Well, Shoshana,
or both?
Shoshana wasn't invited.
Shoshana is always invited here.
This is Joanna.
Yes. So, and you are Shoshana as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Since I have such a clear connection, Joanna has a clear connection with Shoshana much of the time. My experience was different. My experience was a little mind-blowing because I met Shoshana myself.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And I'm trying really hard. I'm the same. And the presence was so big that I couldn't grasp.
Yes. And do you know what, dear Joanna? Shoshana's higher self has another higher self. And that higher self has another higher self.
I understood that.
Yes.
Her higher self
has a different. Hallelujah. Again. So, wonderful.
What we tend to do as humans is make things finite, but they're infinite. So
yes.
So what is possible here, what is possible is that the one Shoshana that speaks to me, I may be able to reach her higher self and broaden my perspective.
That is correct. Infinity is just that. Infinity, infinite, forever.
So, it's possible that if there's any other questions, because Shoshana loves to share, he may want to share.
Shoshana will certainly be in the picture, as you might say, tomorrow during your call. But if there is anything here that calls for this, we certainly welcome it here as well. but we are needing very shortly here to release channel. His legs are cramping up.
Yeah.
Unless we can move the legs here, we do that here. There, now we can continue. Is there anything else anyone wishes to share or question? No? Then very good.
Jeff would like to share.
Yes, please.
I just, before we started, I went outside to take a look to see if the ship was where it was yesterday. And it was slightly to the right, but to the left was three vertical bright starships. So I just thought I'd reiterate the 3-1 theory. So to the left it was 3 vertically, and then to the right was 1. So I just want to share that.
Okay. I want
to
add.
We have to make one correction here.
Yes.
Just so you know, the 1 certainly was a ship.
Okay.
That one that you saw last evening,
mm-hmm.
but the 3 that you are seeing next to it, anyone know what that is?
Orion.
Orion belt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do not want to explode your enthusiasm here, but some things just are what they are. Yes. Very good. Any other here? Going once, going twice.
Going three.
It would be wonderful, though, when you do not need to use that kind of terminology, sell, sold, buy.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Yes, yes, you can.
Thank you. So, when I had the same experience, like sort of like Arena, of not wanting to come back, but it was like something was pulling me, like I had no choice in the matter. It just felt that way, not in a bad way, and I finally acclimated,
right.
And said, I guess I'm going back then. But so what was the pulling?
You've heard of the silver cord, have you not?
Yeah.
The silver cord connects you. The silver cord calls you back. Otherwise, when you go off in your dream state or sometimes in your meditative state, you would just go off and not come back.
No.
We can have that now, can we? Everybody all of a sudden would go off and be disappearing, be gone, their bodies left behind. So you must come back, and you are called back. But look at the similarity here. You are called back. But you were also called forward to your higher self.
Mm-hmm.
The pulling goes both ways.
Okay, yeah, got it. Okay, thank you.
Yes. Anything further here? Then we are going to release. We hope this was a good experience for most of you. Certainly, what is your saying? You can please some of the people some of the time, but not all of the people all of the time, right? And what is the other saying? You can lead a horse to drink, but you cannot make it drink. Or water. You can lead it for water, but you cannot make it drink. And that is true. That is the case. We can do everything that we can do, but the rest is up to you.
Well, that rhymes.
Yes, how about that? Yes. Now, we need to release channels, so we say here, tomorrow evening, something very grand is planned here. And the James is somewhat apprehensive about this because of what is being expected of him. But we are going to say to everyone now, what he has been receiving is correct. So please tell him that he just needs to let go as much as he possibly can and let us do the rest. But in this case, the us is going to be Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
Yeshua and Mary Magdalene as well. Let the process happen and tell him to let the process happen. It is very important that this occur. Because, and here's the reason, because all of you as this group, this Ancient Awakenings group, are ready for a new higher level. All of you. That is all of you, whether you are visualizing and seeing and all of that or not. You are part of this group, you are part of this advancement, and you are part of the expression of moving forward here. So in order to do that, you must clear up some parts of your body, some of the aches of your body, and all of these things. So this is why this healing process is being given here. Okay? That is all we can say now. The rest will come tomorrow evening. And please do not forget the expression from the one Joanna and Shoshana that has worked to put this workshop together that you have. And it is wonderful because it is timely. Look how timely what occurred in your workshop yesterday and today, and what happened tonight, this evening, the connection there, working on being the creator. How many times did she say, we are the creators? Did she not say that over and over?
Yes.
Was that not in that word sheet?
Yes.
You see? You are the creator. Do not forget that. Create. This is your creation. Create whatever it is that you want. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the wise.
Shanti. Poor James. He will be nervous for tomorrow.